counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
I think this is 194. Trying to keep track. I think last week was 193. Would make this 194.
I thought it was 195.
Do you think?
No, I don't actually know. I'd have to look it up. Usually always have to look it up after the fact when I'm posting the show.
It's because you don't know. I'm going to tell you right now. It is 194. This is 194. There you go. We are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Hello from me, Anthony Enman, and...
I'm Brian Cleveland.
Say hello.
Hello to everyone.
And we do this every week. We do the countdown and we get our charts from a cool little website online called earshot-online.com. Brian's going to let you know what you find if you visit that link.
I think it's a massive website. It's great.
Yeah, but I meant little as in like...
Small team.
Yeah, but great. Like grandiose. Small has potential. It's, yeah.
It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, found, as always, at earshot-online.com, published on a weekly basis by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and a team of staff and volunteers within those groups, which produce the National Top 50. We play selections for you every single week from the top 20 albums played across Canada on campus community radio stations across this great vast country, including the 30 campus and community radio stations that submit their top 30 charts, which becomes the national countdown, as well as specialty charts both regionally and nationally for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud folk, roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly recaps, as well as reviews, interviews, and lots more, so be sure to go and check it out to get all the information about campus and community radio stations and the music that they're playing this week and weeks of past.
There you go. And you can find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out. All the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. I'm hoping to reach out. I've seen a couple of sponsored posts on the old FB of new bands.
No one calls it. Surely no one calls it that.
Everybody calls it. Come on. Brian, get up with the times. But some sponsor posts and some things have been shared about new bands that are sharing some music. I'm hoping to reach out to some of them. I'd like to get in touch with them in the coming weeks to give them a feature. But also, don't be shy. Get in contact with us. We're happy to feature you on the program, playing something from your latest release and giving you an interview. So we'll definitely do that. Now, last week, I made a couple of predictions, and you are right. I think I picked three, but I feel like, was M83? No, they were.
They've been on the charts for three or four. Okay. I think that you're 2 for 3.
I might have been 2 for 3. That's right. But I said to you,
I think you might be getting a little ahead of yourselves, but also said that you had some good picks and you were right.
Yeah, I did pick three. I always pick three, and you said, I think you're right on 2 of the 3. You said that last week. So I did get 2 of the 3, came into the charts this week with debuts, pretty big jumps actually, to jump from the number they were up into the top 20. But because of that, we're saying goodbye to some albums as well.
Yeah, there's 12 debuts below the top 20 that we'll tell you about later, so lots of opportunities for new albums coming in next week. And there is also a debut within our top 20, as well as 5 new and returning records. And for now, falling off of our program is Ray Spoon from 14 to 34, Matthew Barber and Jill Barber from 16 to number 32, Zones is off the charts for number 19, The Bezerd Lakes from number 20, and Atlantis Jazz Ensemble for number 18, also falling off the charts this week. But at this point in time, I'm still focused on the fact that you almost called me by the wrong name recently. Yeah, what? Just a few sentences ago, you almost called me a different name than Brian.
What was I going to call you?
I don't know.
Well, I was. I should stop paying attention to my text messages and pay more attention to you then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hosting the show.
So I was texting Steve. So I might have been calling you Steve. But anyway.
No, I think you almost called me Brad.
Oh, maybe. That's a little bit closer. Your name's Brad now. So We are going to do the countdown, and Steven is here this week with us for with some more music news, some weird stuff to talk about, some strange things, and some cool things as well, including additions to the lineup for Sled Island, some pretty cool stuff. And Steven and I talk about this in the music news, but I mentioned this. It's kind of cool when you have an artist actually curating a festival, because a little bit of their musical flavor and their interests come out in some of those selections. Peaches is curating Sled Island this year, so that's kind of interesting in its in itself to have that kind of flavor within a musical festival. Yeah,
the flavor of peaches.
My
peaches are delicious.
I didn't think about that when I was doing the music news, or I would have made a joke. Anyway, so we have music news with Steven. We have the top 20, the first 10 of the top 20 coming your way in this hour of the program. So get ready, sit back, enjoy it. We're going to start with 20, move up from there.
All right, at number 20, debuting at number 37 the week before, was the new album by Andrew Bird called Are You Serious? We're going to hear a track in here featuring Fiona Apple called Left-Handed Kisses. After that, Sarah Neufeld back into the show, falling to number 33, now up to number 19. Her latest album is called The Ridge. You'll hear From Our Animal. And the Zorgs are in for a second week in a row from their debut spot at number 17. Dropping just one spot this week is Chew On It. You're going to hear Table 4-3.
Here's Andrew Bird with Fiona Apple, Left-Handed Kisses. Your number 20 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
I don't believe everything happens for a reason. To us romantics out here, that amounts to high treason. I don't go in for your star-crossed lovers. Heart of a skeptic, there's a question that still hovers near. For it begs the question, how did I ever find you? Now you got me writing love songs to come in a frame like this one here, baby. All your left-handed kisses were just prelude to another, prelude to your backhanded love song, baby. But it begs the question, how did I ever find you drifting gently through the jar of the great Sargasso Sea in that ocean? Writing love songs with a common refrain, not this one here. Or did you make me a believer?
If you hesitate, you hear the click of the...
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19. ¶¶ Earshot 20. Number 18.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Table 4-3 by the Zorgs, dropping just one spot this week to number 18. Is their latest album on Transistor 66 Records called Chew On It. Before that, back into the show, up from 33 to number 19, Sarah Neufeld. You heard From Her Animal, which is a track from her latest album called The Ridge. And for the first time in the program this week, it is the new album by Andrew Bird called Are You Serious, debuting at 37 last week. It's at number 20, and you heard it, Left-Handed Kisses, featuring Fiona Apple.
There you go. I wonder what a left-handed kiss is. So, like, I know what a French kiss is. I know what a regular kiss is. But I don't know what a left-handed kiss is.
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
Tell you.
Except if I look it up, I might get something weird from Urban Dictionary.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, we are going to continue the countdown, and we are going to bring you, respectively, what's coming in at number 17 and number 16.
Yeah, we have two records that are new to the show this week. The new one from the Strumbellas is called Hope. It debuted at number 43 last week, and it's at number 17 this week. You're going to hear Dog. And then Dark Dance by Little Scream, debuting at number 16, is their newest album called Following.
Dusty headlights and I can't see. I feel the wind of the south blowing through the trees. Shaky dreams are killing me. I feel the coals of the fire underneath my feet. I feel the coals of the fire underneath my feet. I'm looking for something. Choose my path. I get scared when I leave, like I ain't coming back. Lonely bars in the same old class. Well, it's hard when they love you and you can't love them back. Well, it's hard when they love you and you can't love them back. I'm looking for something.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 16.
Yeah.
was Dark Dance by Little Scream in a debut for their new record on Merge is at number 16, and it is entitled Cult Following. Before that, for the first time in the show, the new one by the Strumbellas called Hope at 17, all the way up from number 43, you heard Dog.
We're going to take a break from the charts, head to the phone line. Stephen Karlick is there hanging out with us, giving us some music news. And Stephen, always great to have you on the program. Welcome back again this week.
Thank you.
And we're catching up on some music news. There's been a lot of buzz. If you've been paying attention recently to news in the music world, you likely heard about a sex tape from the duo Yacht, and now more has come out about it.
Yeah, this is a gross story. So Yacht, of course, synth pop duo, mainly helmed by a couple by the name of Claire Evans and Jonah Bechtold. Earlier this week, they took to Facebook to address an issue of an alleged leaked sex tape that the couple had made for their personal use, and that was then sort of taken without their permission. And with the threat of it being put online, they decided to disseminate it themselves so that people could pay for it and see it, you know, so that they could control the way that this video of them was being spread. The gross part about it is that it all turned out to be a hoax. It was to promote a new music video by the band called I Wanna Fuck You Till I'm Dead. So they faked a sex tape leak to garner promotion for the video, which didn't sit well with a lot of publications, including Jezebel, who apparently Yacht got in touch with earlier to ask them if they would take part in getting the video out there. Jezebel denied them. But there were a number of celebrities, including Nick from Islands, unfortunately, and noted author and filmmaker Miranda July, who did take part in it, who did know that it was a hoax, and who sort of supported it while it went on. The next day, Yacht finally saw what was wrong in what they did. The day of, they were saying, not a big deal, not a big deal. We weren't making light of revenge porn. We were making light of celebrity sex tapes, which is, you know, kind of a fine line to draw, if there is even a line there. They did finally apologize the next day, revealing that the hoax was sort of not a great idea. So they started by saying, first off, we're sorry. They also apologized for not apologizing the day before. Just not the best way to roll out a new album, a new video, or anything. Exploiting, making light of something that affects real people in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah, all in all, just a strange way to stage a PR stunt. It's weird all around.
It's weird, and it's, you know, it's totally insensitive. Just think for a second what you're doing. Yeah, I don't know how it got through so many people. I don't know how the band talked to Jezebel, got denied by them, got told it was a stupid idea, still did it. And I don't know how people, you know, decided to support it. A lot of people I spoke to thought the day that they heard about the sex tape leak and the fact that they were putting it out there for money, they were like, well, it's got to be fake. And I was like, I don't think a band would do that. That seems too gross. But here we are.
Well, here we are. All right. Well, let's hope this is the end of it. End of that for them. Let's move on now to talk about the priciest album ever to be sold on Discogs.com.
Yeah, this is a fun little story. Obviously, you know, following Record Store Day and the amount of money people are paying for vinyl these days. Of course, David Bowie's Space Oddity is now back in print for a new generation to enjoy. But an original pressing was recently resold on Discogs for a price tag of $6,826. That is roughly $8,848, which is officially the most expensive LP to have ever been sold through the site. A press release from Discogs confirms that the March sale made David Bowie, which of course was the original name of the album before it was re-released by RCA as Space Oddity a few years later, the priciest purchase on its site yet. Previously, the record was set in 2015 for a sale of New York hardcore band Judge's Chung King Can Suck It 12-inch, which went for $6,048. But while both albums are rare, the Discogs team notes that an original UK pressing of the Bowie platter is particularly hard to find. You can read more about that story at exclaim.ca, but, you know, $9,000 records.
Yeah, all I can say is the purchaser must really have wanted the album.
Well, I mean, there are records like this going, you know, they end up at auction and that sort of thing. But on Discogs, you know, there's that element of where's my money going, blah, blah, blah. It's sort of like eBay, right?
Yeah.
So they have protection. They have PayPal, but big purchase.
Yeah, for sure. Well, rounding out the music news in this hour is festival news. Sled Island has unveiled their lineup for 2016.
Yeah, we knew about the dates and we knew about a few of the main acts, but Sud Island have unveiled their full 2016 lineup now. Freshly added to this year's event in Calgary are such acts as Catronata, who just released his excellent first full-length, which you should check out, ESG, Speedy Ortiz, The Besnard Lakes, Chris Lorenzo, Humans, Sinistar, Valiant Thor, Pears, Volva Culture, Whoopso, By Divine Right, and a whole hell of a lot more. You can see that whole reveal at exclaim.ca. This year's guest curator, Peaches, has also picked out a few more artists, adding Maluka, La Fonda, and Born in Flames to the roster. All of these bands will join previously announced performers like Guided by Voices, Death Heaven, The Sonics, Built to Spill, Angel Olsen, Julia Holter, Tortoise, and a whole lot more. You can see more about that at exclaim.ca, but tickets are on sale now for the festival, which is June 22nd to 26th, so get on it.
And I know we've mentioned this before when chatting about festivals and their curators, but it seems that when you have an artist curating a festival, you get a real unique flavor when it comes to some of the musical selections that wind up taking the stage at the festivals.
Yeah, it's a live mixtape.
Awesome. All right. Well, we are going to take a break from the news to get back to the charts. But Stephen, we will get you to stick on the line with us for the next hour. Brian, right now, is going to let you know what's coming up next.
Tierney from Whitehorse for the show. Second week in a row at number 15, dropping three spots this week, is their new EP, The Northern South Volume 1. And you're going to hear a track from them called Big Boss Man and Standing Strong in our charts at 14, down from 7, Nap Eyes, Thought Rock, Fish Scale. You'll hear Click Clack.
Boss man,
big boss man, can't you hear me when I call?
Big boss man,
big boss man,
can't you hear me when I call? Will you ain't so big,
just all that's all.
Well, now you got me working, boss man. You got me working around the clock. I wanna drink the water, but the big boss man, he won't let me stop.
No,
big boss man, well, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you're just tall, that's all. Big boss man,
big boss man,
can't you hear me when I call? Will you ain't so big, you're just tall, that's all. Will you ain't so
Earshot 20, number 14.
Thought I should talk, man, I guess I need to listen. When she got caught in this world that she didn't even think. The wolf that hides the wolf inside sheep's clothing could be so soft, and now she's on the brink. Across the water, under the starry cloak of night, blue light, baby, won't you light me a lantern? It's been too many hours since I last saw your pretty face. If a night is dark, what if I don't see it when the man turns his human bark into another place? Sometimes drinking I feel so happy, but then I can't remember why. I feel sad all over again. Sometimes drinking drum, an ancient, ancient arrow. His people cold, swept onto the tender plain. And slow by slow by slow by slower than slow, unto the open houses brought by the children, Joseph came. Songs by the fire a while. Hear our stories, my child. Don't you feel that a train chugging in thy head? Got caught in this world, bet she didn't even think. The wolf that hides the wolf inside sheep's clothing could be so soft, now she's on the brink.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Click Clack by Nap Eyes. Their latest sophomore release on You've Changed Records is called Thought Rock Fish Scale, dropping from 7 to 14 this week. And dropping 3 spots to 15 was Whitehorse. Their latest EP on Six Shooter Records is called The Northern South Volume 1. and you heard Big Boss Man.
We've only got a couple more tracks before this hour is complete, and the first 10 of the top 20 done and on the countdown in the books. Before I move on to the next, before we say what's coming up next, I looked at the bottom of the page. So Brian will write down how many debuts there are in the week below the top 20, because we'll do the lowdown later on. But I thought it said 21. Oh. It says 12. I read it backwards. I was like, 21 debuts? That would be insane.
Yeah, we'd have to take a whole portion of the show just to tell you about them all.
I know. I wonder, I think the most, if I recall, might be like 13 or 14.
Yeah, around I don't know. I thought that 12 might be the most, but yeah. It might be possible that there was more than that.
Anyway.
That's a high for sure. I mean, the other weeks you'll get 5 or 6. So anything upwards of 10 is pretty high for sure.
Lots of great music coming out though over the summer. So lots of stuff to expose you to. And we're going to continue doing that right now. Number 13 is up.
Yeah, and not to delve into it, but because we'll get into all this later, but you know, we have debuts at 21 and 22, so potential for sure for new records coming into the show next week. For now, we're going to hear from Bart. They jumped 2 spots this week to 13. Bart from the album Hollamue. Here's a track called Hurricane Rita.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Are you out of your
It's the Earshot 20.
Dropping from number 3 to number 11, that was Winter Sleep, staying strong in the charts. However, is their new album, The Great Detachment, and you heard a track from them called Love Lies. Debuting at 36 last week and all the way up to number 12 this week, it's the new one by Hooded Fang called Venus on Edge from Daps Records, and you heard Miscast. And we started off that set, the final one of our first hour, with Hurricane Rita, a new track by Bart from their new album, Hollamew, at number 13, up 2 spots.
And that does it for the first hour of the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, we're counting down the top 20 albums that are charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio. If you missed any part of it, don't worry. There are ways for you to pick up the program, and that includes listening to the rebroadcast on the station where we record from. It's a local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus community radio station. The show is recorded and broadcast first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then it rebroadcasts on Tuesdays and Thursday morning. So Tuesday morning for the first hour, Thursday morning for the second hour. You can also catch us on more than 25 campus and community radio stations across the land, and online radio stations as well. And we thank them all very much for airing the program. You can download the program from radio4all.net. You can podcast through iTunes. So any way you want it, that's the way you need it, and you can get it, right? Isn't that how the song goes? Well, the end of it isn't, but
I don't know either.
Anyway, we're gonna be back in a few minutes with the top 10, and Steven's back. We've got the lowdown as well. You're not gonna want to miss it. Stick around.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.